This is Kai Rizdahl with the Marketplace Radio Shorts. You could call Yvonne Chouinard an accidental environmentalist. It sounds unkind, but I'm not saying anything that the founder of Patagonia, the outdoor clothing company, doesn't say about himself. As a younger man, Chouinard was a pioneering mountaineer. He started making climbing equipment in his parents' backyard back in the 1950s. He has since built a brand that anybody who's ever gone on a hike knows about. And he's driven that company to profitability and to activism. From the importance of paying a living wage to a defense of the environment, Patagonia reflects Chouinard's vision of how companies ought to be run. It's a vision he details in his new book, The Responsible Company. So in today's Conversations from the Corner Office, Yvonne Chouinard and the lessons he learned when his climbing gear, pitons specifically, that you hammer into the rock when you're up on the mountain, wound up doing more harm than good.
Yeah, well, that was an unintended consequence of thinking that we were doing the right thing. You know, we made our pitons out of harder steel so that they could be taken out and put in and taken out and put in and last a long time. But it turned out when there got to be so many climbers around putting them in and taking them out that it started destroying the rock. And that was kind of our first lesson in the fact that we were causing the damage, so therefore we should do something about it.
Of course, there is that responsibility tax, right? Because I can come to Patagonia and spend $200 on a really useful coat, but I can go to the Gap and get one for $49.99.
Well, somebody said, you know, poor people can't afford to buy cheap goods. I mean, you know,
that's a great line.
You can go to a Costco and buy a blender. First time you put ice in it, it'll blow out. Save up, wait until you can afford a really good one that'll last the rest of your life.
This book is an evangelical book in the very secular sense. You want people to read this and change the way they do business. Do you care, though, why they change? Is it okay if they're doing it for the good PR and for the benefits that they might get for good publicity? Or is it important that they do it for the right reasons?
No, it doesn't matter why they do it, as long as they do it. I think if you start out on that process of trying to be more responsible, after a while, you realize how good it feels. It becomes a habit. And you know, this millennium generation, these young people, are going to demand that from you. Everybody's making the same stuff. And the consumer has the final say.
Do you ever sit back and think how interesting it is that you, a 74-year-old guy, is trying to give the millennials what they want?
Yeah, I never thought I'd come to this at all. But I do this because I'm very pessimistic about the fate of the planet. And I think there's another way of doing business that is less harmful.
I found it interesting that, and you make a point of this actually, that you don't talk about sustainability a lot. You say that's kind of overused and it's become a little bit
It's cheaper. Like gourmet, you know. And, you know, you get gourmet hamburgers now. I mean, it's a watered-down word. And there is no sustainability as far as any human economic endeavor. I mean, we're polluters here, and we recognize that. All you can do is work towards minimizing the damage that you do. You'll never be sustainable.
You're in Patagonia is in a number of associations and organizations with Walmart, which I just find fascinating. You'd think you guys would be uneasy bedfellows at best.
Yeah, no, we've been advising them and working with them on creating a sustainability index for clothing. You know, within a few years, a customer will be able to go into a department store and they can zap the barcode with their little electronic gizmo, whatever it is, in a few years. And it'll give a grade on how the labor practices were in making that pair of jeans and all the environmental impacts. And there'll be a grade. And so the customer will be able to say, oh, this is a 2, this is a 10. I'm going to buy the 10.
When you started, however many years ago it was, did you ever think you'd be sitting here running a company that's trying to change the world?
No, absolutely not. I'm not very good at thinking into the future. I've kind of lived for the day.
Oh, that, come on. I don't actually believe that.
No, I'm not that good at it.
What's next then? I mean, there's more, right?
Well, as soon as you leave, I'm going surfing.
Oh, man. Yvonne Chouinard, thanks very much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.